The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 488.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap-Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a celebrity matchmaker, an online dating expert, and also a TV host for Mom vs. Matchmaker on Mix TV. And I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Carmelia Ray. Carmelia, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Well, I think you did a great job. I'm actually just celebrated 25 years working in the dating industry. I started as a matchmaker or working in a call center for a matchmaking company in 1992. This was before Match.com, before Facebook and social media. So I definitely have seen a lot of change and consistency in the dating landscape. I do a television show, Mom vs. Matchmaker, where I compete against moms to find a better match than a mom for their child. So that's a lot of fun. And in my day-to-day, I really help singles and support them in their journey to finding love.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Carmelia, what's your cultural background?
I am Filipino-Canadian. I was born in the Philippines.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Oh man, my favorite self-confidence quote. You know, I see a lot of memes. Nothing that comes top of mind, but I think when I think of it, a woman's confidence, the best thing a woman can wear is her smile, you know, or the best accessory a woman can wear is her confidence or her smile. So I think even by the action of just smiling puts you in a better mood, no matter what.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I truly believe, you know, just the simple action of smiling can really change a person's mood. It can change your own moods. I mean, I know they've done studies saying how it can just turn something like, you know, having a bad day into a really good day. So I really like that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Ooh, you know, self-confidence is something that where a person feels, I'm going to use a lot of different words here. They feel unstoppable. They feel secure. They feel appreciated. They feel loved. And self-confidence means you don't require anybody else to feel that way. That's just how you feel about yourself. It's about being proud of who you are, acknowledging, you know, who you are, you know, full of flaws and faults, as well as full of possibility. You know, a lot of people who lack self-confidence and fill themselves with doubt, the language or stories they tell themselves all ring around what they're not doing, what they don't have, how they could be better, or they live in comparison. Self-confidence is about taking everyone out of the equation and acknowledging yourself for being a great person, for being alive, for being somebody that has capacity and capabilities to be a person of love. You can change that in an instant.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And I always believe, you know, it starts with you. And when you learn to let go of what other people think of you, I mean, that's when, like you mentioned, being unstoppable and secure and appreciative. So great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think, and just to say that, self-confidence is a conscious decision. I mean, we have to affirm who we are. There are days that even for someone who seemingly is successful and they've got a TV show and they've got all this going on, that your confidence can be shaken when you're in a difficult situation or trying something new or facing fear. So I really, my path to self-confidence had to do with probably a big failure. You know, I was married once before. I went through a divorce. Anybody of your listeners who might have been through a breakup, you don't have to have had a marriage, but if you've ever been in a breakup or something didn't work out, you know, it's always a time where you think, hey, what did I do wrong? You know, it's very easy to point the finger at your partner or at yourself and list all the things that you could have done better. So I had to learn how to appreciate the things that were great about me and just keep in that conversation to focus on my strengths and not on the weaknesses.
Thanks for sharing that. And I know we're all guilty of that, right? When we go through a relationship, we always think it's us, it's our fault. And, you know, sometimes just things don't work out, right? Two people just don't get along together, have different views, but it doesn't mean it's your fault or something's wrong with you.
Yeah, and you could also be guilty of blaming the other person. And it's the same when you're stuck in that mindset of blame or looking for problems or creating this story about what's wrong. You're just stuck in that. You know, the more you can live into who you want to be and who you claim yourself to be, the better you will be. And sooner than you know it, you'll actually be living in that experience. It's kind of like that old phrase, fake it till you make it. And there is certainly a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, I totally agree. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, like, you know, you can be the person that you are today, you know, be that confident person and go out and, you know, do the things that you want? What was that aha moment?
I think a lot of my aha moments come from my children. You know, as a mother, when you have, and when you find your passion, okay? So when you have kids, there's this sense of, oh man, I have responsibility. I have to take care of these, you know, beings. So that's when I realized I've got to be the best version of myself for them. And also, when I was in a bad place and stuck in that bad place, I had a choice to make. Either I stay in this, you know, bad place that I'm in and go deeper down the rabbit hole, or I can look up and get up and just get far away as possible from that place that I was before. So that's, you know, maybe the longer answer what you're thinking for. Finding your passion is really important. I fell into my occupation as a younger person. I loved helping people. I discovered it was a gift. I loved talking about relationships. I loved being a person that could help someone out of a dating challenge. And so that in itself as well, the act and practice of helping others was really a place where I found confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I love how you mentioned that, you know, if you were in a bad situation, you had to make a choice either to go down further to the rabbit hole or come out of it. And, you know, I think people forget that, right? Sometimes we get so stuck that we forget that we can change our decisions in an instant if we allow it. And I'm glad you were able to come out of that. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Well, life has been about realizing how short time is. Like every day, I'm a really empathetic person. So I am instantly and highly intuitive, emotional. So when bad things happen, I feel affected by that. And so I want to create peace in the world. I want to make a difference for others. So that's kind of where I stand by. You know, if something is happening that shouldn't be happening, I instantly try to create a solution. You know, instead, it's being in action. The more you talk, like talking is one thing, but you need to back your talk with action. I mean, saying I'm going to do this is one thing and then doing it is another. I have certain areas in my life where I struggle. Like everybody has a resolution to eat well or to exercise. So if I'm being authentic, I would say my struggle is probably going to the gym as much when I want to go to the gym. You know, and I'll pick up a phone call and I'll help someone, but sometimes I struggle with just getting to the gym. So everyone has their own kind of demons to slay. So really try to focus on, you know, being in action to solve the weaknesses or else just getting better. You know, every day is a progression. It's not, you know, getting to that goal overnight. And it's also being patient with yourself and being accountable.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, I love how you said progression, right? Because a lot of us, we strive for perfection, not realizing it's impossible, right? But the more we progress, the better we become and the more confident we are in whatever we want to do. So I really love, you know, those points that you mentioned. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Oh, man. You know, being more confident is really about a constant and continuing acknowledgement of your strengths and who you are. And for some people who think to themselves, I don't have strengths, I don't have anything to acknowledge. I don't have anything to offer. What you can do is to set that goal and just to make the intention. Making the statement, I am a powerful person, I am a kind person, I am a loving person, and then living into those also create the life and vision for yourself. Any successful person that you've talked to that has come from, you know, total despair, they had nothing, and then they talk about their journey, they were very, very, they knew exactly where they wanted to be long before they got there. They just had their mind focused on who they were becoming, what they wanted to be. So if you're not feeling attractive, if you're feeling out of shape, if you're feeling like you're worthless for whatever the reason, being more confident starts with stop comparing yourself, writing down who you want to be, and then doing everything you can to live into that intention.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And I always believe setting, you know, the right intentions really does give you that focus and path to becoming, you know, the person you become. So I really love that tip that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out your TV show, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, it's so easy to find me and connect with me because it's all linked to my name. So Carmelia Ray. So CarmeliaRay.com, on Instagram it's at CarmeliaRay, on Facebook it's at CarmeliaRay, and on Twitter it's at CarmeliaRay, as well as LinkedIn. So I'm easily searchable. You can look for me through my name. And I also have on my Instagram account, for those who are single and listening and would like to be matched or be part of my database or singles community, you can fill out an application on my website, Carmelia Ray Matchmaking.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Carmelia, you can also head on over to thetowelofselfconfidence.com. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I really just want to thank Carmelia today for sharing her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I love sharing that. And I can't wait to hear the podcast.
Not a problem. It's really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.